This is an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Fear Free. Fear Free takes a pet out of petrified and puts the treat into treatment. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
I'm Lori Brooks. With the pet industry growing so explosively fast these days, any information that can be gained from your purchases for your pets is going to be extrapolated every which way possible for those companies which profit from your spending habits. Search data pulled by Hitwise from major pet supply websites in, I think they did it in the month of June, shows the majority of both cat and dog owners. And Hal, I'm doing this story because, you know, we talked to Jeff Jenkins last hour and you wanted proof.
Yes.
So Hitwise gave it to us. They found out that at least those doing the buying for their pets, that most of them are women, and that the women who own dogs make nearly twice as much as those who own cats. So the majority of the pet owners they have found are women.
Ah. What, ladies?
Judy, I saw you run over to the microphone to laugh, and I'm so glad you did because we were right.
Yes, proof's in the pudding.
In the pets and animals industry, Hitwise says that Chewy.com and PetSmart pull in more than 10% of pet industry website visits. It's those, you know, websites that are strictly all about pets and pet products. But they also analyze the data from a lot of us that are online pet supply shoppers, and they say that we start off on Chewy.com and then head over to Amazon to, you know, compare prices, make sure we're getting the best deal, and that most of us end up buying on Amazon instead. I was a diehard Chewy fan, and I know you guys probably were too. But since they've been purchased by PetSmart, I think things are running a little differently. I've gotten several email notices saying that they're no longer carrying this brand or that brand.
Yeah, it's really changed. He's sold out. Yeah, I go to
and
Amazon.
They said they weren't going to change, and I think they have. Well, roadkill is just not a good or a funny subject. But this incident is so bizarre, I had to tell you about it. You can only imagine or try to imagine the bizarre calls that authorities get, law enforcement, like one in California where the Highway Patrol recently had to respond to a report of a dead kangaroo on Interstate 580 near the Oakland Zoo. The CHP then later tweeted, reports of a kangaroo on I-580 were false. Said marsupial was actually an enormous raccoon. If
wow.
You can believe that.
That's a big raccoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. The officer who removed the animal from the roadway said he had never in his lifetime seen a raccoon that big. So, we've talked a lot about how many exotic animals there are in sanctuaries now because of misinformed or uncaring humans who buy them as babies, not knowing the full story and what it's going to take. But the huge population of captive tigers has gained a pretty surprising new champion in Tinder. After management at the dating app noticed, you know, hey, we've got a large number of profile pictures on our site that featured men posing with captive tigers, like they thought it was this macho thing.
Uh-huh.
Yep. A little background here.
Yep.
There are only about 3,200 tigers that are left in the wild now. On the flip side of that, it's estimated that there are as many as 10,000 in captivity in the U.S. alone. And many of those are ending up in sanctuaries because they become dangerous. It's hard to take care of them. So Tinder executives do not like all of the tiger exploitation that's going on. And they recently posted on their blog that, quote, posing next to a king of the jungle does not make you one. They said it's time for the tiger selfies to go. And they urged users to remove those tiger selfies, saying that it would donate $10,000 to Project Cat, which hopes to double the number of tigers in the wild by the year 2022.
Men, take your picture with the kitten. The women
exactly.
love that more.
You know, it's like these guys with these big trucks. The only thing that the people that look at it are other guys, you know? It's not a turn-on for women. And big tires is not the turn-on, you know? Big tigers and tires, no. No, get the kitten.
I agree. Kitten.
In a Honda. Little Honda car.
Smart car.
Smart car. There you go. Smart car with a guy with a kitten. Oh, my gosh. That would be heaven.
Okay, time to go. Judy's out of control. I'm Lori Brooks. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Fear Free. The veterinarian isn't typically thought of as your pet's favorite place to go. With Fear Free, that all changes. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
Hi friends, this is Dr. Marty Becker, America's veterinarian. After a traumatic experience at the veterinary office, have you ever thought to yourself, there has to be a better way? When your veterinarian is Fear-Free certified, you'll find your pet's vet visit is safer, more comfortable, and actually enjoyable. Your dog will go from shaking in the lobby to pulling you into the exam room with a wagging tail, and your cat will be purring inside the carrier. To find a certified Fear-Free veterinarian near you, go to fearfreepets.com.